All right, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? Hope everyone is staying safe and well, and welcome to tonight's Telephone Town Hall. I am Charles Ellison. I am host, executive producer, also creator of Reality Check, daily public affairs show on WURD Radio. For those of you in Philadelphia, you know that's 96.1 FM, 900 AM, or you can stream us live at wordradio.com, Word TV, and Word app. I am your moderator this evening for this insightful, dynamic, and very connected discussion. I am here with the good folks at All Voting is Local. I'll be on the call tonight with several experts in the space of voting rights, of knowing how to exercise your right to vote, particularly with the Pennsylvania primary coming up. On the call with me tonight is Rachel Boss. She is the Community Impact Manager at the Bureau of Campaign Finance and Civic Engagement in Pennsylvania. Also, Stephen Latanishin is the Director of the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, and Jessica Walls-Lavelle is a Special Advisor. Both of them are in the Office of Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. We'll also hear from the All Voting is Local Pennsylvania State Director, Scott Seaborg. And also Will Gonzalez Esquire, who is the executive director of SEBA. So tonight we're going to discuss the vote and how to vote safely and effectively in the Pennsylvania elections this year. As you, many of you are aware, and that's why you're joining this town hall, the primary for Pennsylvania is on June 2nd. The general election is in November. So we've got sort of a two-phase voting activity that's taking place here. We've got the primary on June 2nd, and the general election is November 3rd. If you have a question for the speakers, just press 0 on your phone keypad. It's that easy. After you press 0 on your phone keypad, you will be added to the QE. And we'll try to answer as many questions as possible. So please press 0 if you have any questions. If you are just now joining us, as we see many people are, but once again, if you're just now joining us, for those of you who are just now jumping in, good evening and welcome to this telephone town hall. Once again, my name is Charles Ellison. I'm host, executive producer, and creator of Reality Check Daily Public Affairs program on WURD Radio in Philadelphia. I'm the moderator for tonight's event. We will be joined very shortly. We'll be hearing from All Voting is Local Pennsylvania State Director Scott Seaborg. We're also being joined by Jessica Walls-Lavelle. She's a special advisor in the Office of Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. Rachel Boss is the Community Impact Manager at the Pennsylvania Bureau of Campaign Finance and Civic Engagement, and also Stephen Latanishin is the Director of the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs in the Office of Governor Tom Wolf. Also joining us by phone is Will Gonzalez, the Executive Director of SEBA. We're going to talk about voting this year during the pandemic, during this COVID-19 crisis, and how your voice can be heard safely right now. We're in the process of dialing out to thousands of folks across Pennsylvania, across this commonwealth, this grand commonwealth. So just stay on the line. You'll be hearing from our speakers very soon. Also, we'd like to hear from you. We want to get your perspective, get a sense of what you're thinking, and we want to make sure that we're answering your questions. If you'd like to ask a question from our speakers, please press 0 on your telephone keypad. Press 0, it's that easy, and you'll be connected directly with one of our volunteer operators. You just want to press 0 if you want to ask a question. And without further delay, I'm going to introduce our first speaker. This is Pennsylvania State Director at All Voting is Local, Scott Seaborg. Scott, you have the mic.
Hey, thanks so much, Charles. I'm doing great, and really appreciate everyone being here. So, yeah, I'm Scott Seaborg, Pennsylvania Director of All Voting is Local. Our campaign fights to eliminate needless and discriminatory barriers to voting before they happen, and also to build a democracy that works for everyone. We know right now our nation is in a state of emergency, and so too is our democracy. As Pennsylvania prepares for its June 2nd primary and the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage across the nation, we thought it was really important to make sure that Pennsylvanians were up to date on the changes being implemented to ensure their safety while also protecting their right to participate in the election process. One of the ways we can do this is to shine a really bright light on Pennsylvania's vote-by-mail system. As of 2019, actually any registered voter in Pennsylvania can request a mail-in ballot without needing a reason to do so. And that reform ended up being timed really well to help expand vote-by-mail options in PA before the pandemic began. So as you know, Pennsylvania's election was moved to June 2nd because of COVID-19 concerns. And we know that this approach must be a key part of any election response plan. Voters need to be able to stay safe, and they also need to have a clear range of options to safely and effectively cast their ballots. During this public health emergency, we don't think anyone should have to put their lives at risk to cast a ballot. And at the same time, if we focus just on vote by mail, that could end up disenfranchising large parts of the electorate who have historically faced barriers to the ballot, right? So we know that vote by mail systems can sometimes create barriers for non-English speakers by not providing accurate translations. And we know that it doesn't always reach communities that tend to move frequently, folks like students and low-income families. It can also present unique barriers for folks that have disabilities, including those who are blind and low vision, have a limited or no manual dexterity, or potentially have issues around literacy. So while voting remains a really important option in voting by mail, there has to be guardrails in place. Plenty of people in Pennsylvania haven't voted by mail and aren't exactly sure what the process is. We have state officials and local advocates on today's Teletown Hall to help walk you through the changes made in response to ensuring that you can safely participate in the upcoming primary. And these folks are equipped to answer any questions you might have about the process of voting by mail, polling closures in your state, any confusion you might have on the new deadlines associated with the new primary, and finally, point you to tools that will help you with all of the previously mentioned items. You can definitely stay up to date on the latest news in terms of what we're doing by connecting with us at allvotingislocal.org. And I really wanted to say thank you to my fellow panelists for making themselves available to participate in this discussion today.
All right. Thank you, Scott. You know, once again, press zero. If you have a question, press zero on your telephone keypad if you have a question, and we'll field those. Scott, real quick, we have Brandy out of Philly. Who's wondering, you know, she's asking or she's commenting that, I like to vote in person, just heard the vote place will close or will be closed for this primary. Majority of polling precincts in Philly will be closed. They'll be consolidating the precincts. What should I do? A lot of people are asking that question all over the state, all over Pennsylvania. What should people do? Obviously, we're trying to encourage people to vote by mail. That's the safest option, but some people may want to exercise that right by going straight to an on-site location.
No, I hear you. And the reduction in the number of polling places is pretty dramatic this primary, and it means that voters are going to have to travel longer distances to cast their ballots. But it also means congregating more voters into fewer polling places, potentially increasing their contact with others and risk of spreading the coronavirus. So we're definitely here to say voting by mail is a great option. No one should have to choose between their health and exercising their right to vote. And there definitely are folks who are not going to be able to utilize that option to vote by mail. And so they're going to be able to find information about their polling places by going to votespa.com. And, let me actually hand it over to Jessica Walls Lavelle to talk a little bit more about how the state is working with counties and helping to communicate these polling place closures.
Thank you, Scott. Yes, we have changed the law to allow counties to reduce their polling places just for this primary election. So any changes that are made for this primary election, this election on June 2nd, are only for this election. In November, more than likely your polling place will go back to its normal location. There are a few counties that are reducing the number of polling places. Most counties in this state are staying at, you know, all of the same polling places or moving just a few, but some of the biggest counties are consolidating, like Scott said. So Philadelphia, Allegheny County, Montgomery County, some of the biggest counties are consolidating. The counties must post on the door of every polling place that is your usual polling place where your polling place is now. That is part of the law. So if you do go to where you usually vote, there will be a sign posted telling you if your polling place has moved. That is a requirement. And so we are advocating, though, above and beyond that, that counties do everything possible to make sure that there is information in the public, in newspapers and radio ads, about the polling place changes. But like Scott said, you can go to votespa.com and find your polling place. If you do not have access to the internet, you can call 1-877-VOTES-PA?
Yes.
And if you call that number, you can ask where your polling place is located, and someone will be able to give you your polling place location. So that's how we're making sure that people know where they can vote this year.
All right. Go ahead, Jessica. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
You were just, before Jessica, you were listening to Scott Seaborg, All Voting is Local Pennsylvania State Director. Jessica Walls Lavelle is a special advisor to the Chief of Staff and Director in the Office of Governor Tom Wolf. Also, there is a polling question. Before we move on to our next speaker, I'd like to hear from you. Please participate in our poll, our live poll during this Teletown Hall. How many times have you voted by mail before? That is the polling question of the evening, of the night. How many times have you voted by mail before? Press 1 if it's once. Press 2 if it's 2 times. Press 3 if it's 3 times. Press 4 if you've never voted by mail. So vote by mail has been around for a while in Pennsylvania. So we'd like to know if you've ever participated in the voting franchise that way. And so we'll look at those polling results very shortly. I'd like to welcome Will Gonzalez. Will Gonzalez, Executive Director at SEBA in Philly. Will, how are you doing? And welcome to the Teletown Hall.
Well, muchas gracias. Buenas noches. Thank you very much. This is a great gathering of folks to talk about one of the most important things in a democracy, which is voting. You know, jury duty is important too, but I think now more than ever, as local governments are making decisions, those elected officials are pushing one way or another, and it's important that we participate. I think advocacy is also very important, and it was the advocacy of a number of folks, too many to mention, I don't want to get into trouble, who really encouraged the state of Pennsylvania in October to put in some reforms and improvements in the way that Pennsylvanians vote. At one time, and I mean no offense to our folks from Alabama, we were way behind. Alabama had better election laws than we did. They brought vote by mail, and little did we know how important it was. In the past, to be able to vote remotely, you needed to sign an affidavit that you would be absent from the county on election day. So the voting by mail has never happened in Pennsylvania. Maybe it happened back in the day when Ben Franklin was around or some other folks. Maybe I don't know, and I would love to be corrected. But the only way to vote remotely was to swear that you were going to be away from the county for that day. And we still have some improvements to make because it's only on that one day that you can vote. Now you can ask that be provided with a ballot to be able to vote remotely, not only for this election, but for future elections. I think the challenge is on how do we help people sign up for that, and how do we help people understand how to vote by mail, because it's not just as simple as getting a ballot and putting it in an envelope. You got to put it in a confidentiality envelope because you want to make sure that your vote is confidential. And so it's in a blank envelope that you need to put that in. Then you got to put that and make sure that that blank envelope does not get marked. Put it in another envelope and send it in. And so I think there's some great things, including what All Voting is Local. I encourage people to look at the videos that they've done in various languages as to how to request an application for a mail-in ballot. That's great. But then what do you do once you get that ballot? And the outside of a ballot, the outside of the envelope where you put in the ballot, you got to sign it. You got to put your name and address on the outside, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some challenges with that. But at the same time, that doesn't obviate the importance of it. Just because it's difficult doesn't mean that we, those of us who advocate, are not going to stay away from the responsibility of helping our folks sign up for it. There's some huge challenges in Philadelphia. I think the latest is only like less than 10% of the eligible voters have asked for their vote by mail ballot. They have until the 26th of May to ask for it. They need to make sure that it gets delivered. I mean, no offense towards the postal system. There's very big challenges for them at this time. I would not want to be a postal worker. But sending something in the mail is not as quick as it used to be. And so people really need to be proactive in getting that application, sending it out, and then once they get the ballot, sending it out. I think all of us need to do a better job of helping one another to make sure that they know how to be able to vote, the process, et cetera. So, there's an old proverb that says, may you live in interesting times. Well, we live in interesting times, and now it's up to us to help each other, and more than ever to help during this process where democracy is at stake, and we need to make sure that everybody participates.
All right, that was Will Gonzalez. He's executive director for CEVA. And just kind of reminding everyone, generally speaking, just go to votespa.com for more information on what we're talking about today. We're talking about voting in Pennsylvania, voting safely in Pennsylvania. And once again, if you are listening to this teletown hall, you can press 0 to participate in it to ask a question. Looking at those polling results from our first poll of the evening, how many times have you voted by mail before? There are a lot of vote-by-mail novices out there. 89% of those participating in this teletown hall have never voted by mail before. So got a bit of an uphill battle, got a lot of work to do. About 1% of participants on this teletown hall or people listening in have voted 3 times by mail before. 2% of audience members have voted twice before by mail, and about 7% have voted once or one time by mail before in Pennsylvania. You can continue participating in our polls. We have another poll question. How do you feel about voting by mail? Press 1 if you think it will be much easier than voting in person. Press 2 if you are afraid your vote won't count. Press 3 if you aren't sure how you feel. And press 4 if you like voting in person better. So that's poll number 2. How do you feel about voting by mail? It's something that a lot of folks are going to have to get used to, but we'd like to learn what's on your mind about it, how you feel about it. Definitely appreciate everyone joining in and listening in to this teletown hall. I want to take the first question real quick before we go on to our next speaker from the audience, and that is Joan Blackney out of Philly. Joan,
hello.
Can you hear us with your question? Hi there.
Yes, hi. It's Blakeney.
Blakeney. Okay, thank you. Thanks
yes.
for correcting. All right.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I was Looking at the application for a mail-in ballot, this is the first one I have ever received. I've always voted in person. Looking at the back of it, after reading everything, there is a box with a warning in it. And it states that if you return your ballot by the deadline, you may not vote at your polling place. However, if you are unable to return your voted mailing ballot by the deadline, you may vote a provisional ballot at your polling place on election day. My question is the word provisional. I'm concerned, provisional, could the vote be changed? Could it not be counted? Is there going to be a change, a taking place with our vote if we use this application? That word provisional is a little disarming to me, and I'd like for someone to address that, please. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Joan. Who wants to take that question on?
This is Steve Latanish, Director of Intergovernmental Affairs here in Pennsylvania. I'm happy to take that question on, and it's a good question. So for those folks who are applying for a mail-in ballot, this is the first time that folks have ever been able to do that, and we have seen a tremendous interest in it. Over a million Pennsylvanians so far have applied. Which is just for, informational purposes, that's just over a third of the entire primary electorate that participated in 2016, which is massive. But to answer your specific question, if you, for whatever reason, cannot mail your mail-in ballot back in or can't get it to your county election office and you need to go to your polling place, your polling place, the poll workers there will have noted in their poll book that you were sent a mail-in ballot. And so essentially, in order to protect the security of the election, they're going to have you vote provisionally. Now, provisional ballots have existed for decades and decades and decades. Essentially, the only difference between your official ballot and the provisional ballot is that provisional ballot, they won't count it if they have received your official mail-in ballot. That provisional ballot, what they're going to do is take it. They're going to put it where ballots go. And then as they are checking the numbers at the end of the day, they're going to be making sure that that there is not another ballot that has already been counted with your name on it, which is to say, if you do send that mail-in ballot in, that's the one that's going to be counted, and the provisional ballot will not be counted. It will be shredded. However, if they have not received your mail-in ballot, then they will count your provisional ballot. And your vote will proceed as normal. I hope that answers your question.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. We might have lost Joan here, but also there's another polling question by the way, real quick. We want to and go to the polling interface, the polling questions. If you're in this Teletown Hall, or just use your keypad rather. Excuse me. Do you know if your polling place is open this primary? Do you know if your polling place is open this primary? So on your telephone keypad, press 1 for yes or press 2 for no. Do you know if your polling place is open this primary? Maybe a little bit of confusion surrounding that right now as we're heading into June 2nd, but that's why we have this Teletown Hall to clear that all up. But press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Do you know if your polling place is open this primary? Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, you can press 0 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. Press 0 to ask a question. And please feel free to participate in that polling question as well. I think we didn't hear from, I was curious to get some thoughts on the primary coming up, and also, you know, how voting by mail is just so brand new to many folks, as we're seeing with these polling results, to many folks in the Commonwealth. Rachel Boss, if you're there, Community Impact Manager at the Bureau of Campaign Finance and Civic Engagement in Pennsylvania. Rachel, if you want to give some thoughts to that, especially with, you know, so many people, we saw 89% of teletown hall participants saying that they've never done this before.
Hi, thank you. And I just want to say it's an absolute pleasure to be participating tonight. This election year is a historic moment for Pennsylvania. We, as Will mentioned, we are so fortunate to have had some really wonderful reforms that were passed at the end of 2019. And we began working on implementing those at the Pennsylvania Department of State, and the counties, you know, have been hard at work to prepare for these historic changes. And none of us were expecting or could have anticipated the COVID-19 pandemic when these reforms have become so immensely important to ensuring that folks who are not comfortable going to the polls do have the opportunity to vote by mail without having to provide a reason for wanting to vote that mail-in ballot. Historically, you know, as Will also mentioned, you either had to be away from your municipality or have an illness or disability that prevented you from going to the polling place. And now, you know, it does not matter if you just prefer to vote at home, if you're concerned about the coronavirus, if you're concerned about for any reason at all, you can request that mail-in ballot. And I know we've mentioned that there is an online application available for the mail-in ballot, and if you go to votespa.com, you'll be able to apply online. You'll need to use your Pennsylvania driver's license or PennDOT ID card number to apply online. And that really is right now, it's going to be the quickest way to request your ballot. We also have a paper application form, but with the deadline approaching, May 26th is the deadline to apply for that ballot. If you use that online application, that's going to be the most efficient way to get that application in quickly. And if you're planning to vote by mail-in ballot, I want to encourage everyone who's listening to go ahead and go online and apply. And if you've received a mail-in ballot in the mail, don't wait to vote that ballot and get it back to your county election officials. You can either send it by mail or you can deliver it yourself to the county election office. You just want to check with the county to make sure that you know that the hours that they're open to be able to take that ballot in person. So you want to make sure just get it done early and get your vote in. You don't have to wait until election day. You don't have to wait until the deadline is looming. So just want to make sure that folks know about that. And I do want to mention, I know we have some Spanish-speaking callers on the line. If you go to votespa.com, if you go to votespa.com/Espanol, or votespa.com/Spanish, we do have some resources on there that we've compiled, including a guide to that online application to help you get through the online application, which at the moment is in English, but will be available in Spanish ahead of the general election.
Oh, thanks so much, Rachel. Real curious about these polling results and this sort of, thank you for that, Rachel, too, because it opens up a discussion about these polling results from the second poll. How do you feel about voting by mail? And a slim majority of folks, plurality of folks who are participating in this teletown hall are saying, about 32% are saying that they like voting in person better. Now, about 30% of Pennsylvanians, or folks at least in this teletown hall, are saying that they're afraid their vote won't count. So that's a bit alarming. 30% saying they're afraid their vote won't count. So we'll try to sort that out. We've got some time for June 2nd. About 23% saying that voting by mail is much easier than voting in person. And 16% don't know how to feel about it yet. So that's where we are as far as the sentiment of Pennsylvania voters, of at least people who are participating in this teletown hall, and there are quite a few of you as well. We have a question from Lisa out of Philly. There's a lot of Philly folks on here, but I'll make sure to get to some other places around the state, so try not to be too partial to Philly. But Lisa out of Philly, you have a question. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi. Well, my question was just answered. I wanted to know if the ballots could be dropped off so it wouldn't get caught up in the whole delivery piece with the Postal Service delivering it timely. So it can be dropped off. That was my concern. I guess my biggest concern, too, is just this is very scary, and it seems like, you know, if you can't, I feel like if I can't go in person, that I don't trust even that my vote will be counted, you know, dropping off as a mail-in ballot. I really don't. This is very, 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 very sad.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us, Lisa, too. I've heard that from a lot of folks. You know, I particularly hear it a lot, quite a bit on WURD. If someone wants to jump in and, you know, sort of reassure Lisa and a lot of other people as well, because we're seeing about 30 in that second poll, about 32% of people saying that they like voting in person better, 30% saying they're afraid their vote won't count. Scott, Stephen, the others, Jessica, you know, sort of address that. Like, how do we reassure people that this will be, that this is not just safe, but it's also something that can work, that can make this whole process a bit more efficient, and that it'll be as transparent as possible?
Absolutely. This is Scott Seaborg again, and thanks for asking the question. You know, I think we are in a better situation than some states out there in that we have expanded the sort of options through which we can vote by mail, right? And so there's more options. You don't have to have a reason to request that mail ballot. And at the same time, we're, as a state, I think, not abandoning the idea that in-person polling places are important, right? It's critical that folks be able to go and participate in their democracy in the way that they choose. And I think while all of that is happening, the uncertainty of the pandemic, along with the economic impacts of the pandemic, is creating confusion, right? And I think a couple things about that vote by mail piece. One, it's been around in Pennsylvania for a long time. We have members of our community, folks who, you know, are having trouble with mobility or maybe live too far away from their polling place or for whatever reason, you know, weren't able to show up to the polling place on election day for, you know, many, many years, using this vote by mail tool as an absentee voting tool, getting their ballots in securely and safely. And, you know, the fact that this new tool is sort of ready and waiting for us before the pandemic hit, I think really means that the state is being forward-thinking in increasing the amount of options we have to participate in our democracy, and at the same time doing the most public education they can around the fact that this is an established tool, this is something that's secure, and it's a thing that I think, you know, myself and many people in the sort of election world are really hoping folks have faith in. Jess, I wonder, Jessica Walls-Lavelle, I wonder if you want to speak a little bit to sort of your perspective on that really important question.
Sure, and it's definitely understandable. This is new to us as Pennsylvanians. I think, though, what is reassuring to me is there are a number of states that have moved to vote by mail, and some states even are only vote by mail. And they do not have any issues with votes not being counted. So it's done in other states, and we're using those states as a model to implement vote by mail. You know, it is a crime to interfere with your vote. So if your vote is tampered with in any way, that is a punishable offense. But that will most likely not happen. I mean, your ballot, if you put it in the mail with a stamp with plenty of time to get to the elections office, or if you hand deliver it to the elections office, will be counted. If you send in your application and include a email address, you can track the status of your ballot the whole time. So you'll get an email when your ballot is approved. You'll get an email when your ballot is sent out to you. You'll get an email when the county receives your ballot. Or you could call at any time. You call your county elections office and say, did you receive my mail-in ballot? They'll give you confirmation that they have. So there are definitely ways to check up on the process along the way to make sure that your ballot did get to the elections office. If you, you want that reassurance that it was received, you can always call and ask or check your status online. Steve or Rachel, do you want to add anything to that?
I'm sorry. This is Steven. Your vote will count. Voting by mail is very safe. It is reliable. As Jeff mentioned, there are several other states that only vote by mail on the West Coast, and they've been very, very happy with the process. I understand the preference to vote in person. I mean, who doesn't like to, you know, go out there and do their civic duty and, you know, get their I voted sticker and, like, you know, you did that. But right now in this COVID-19 world in which we live, which has really upended our daily ways of life, it is incredibly important for folks to be able to exercise their democratic rights, and they can do so safely by voting by mail.
I just wanted to thank Ms. Walls-Levere for highlighting the tracking capacity of this process. And even before this tracking capacity existed, whether you voted or not is public information, and there's a number of readily available databases where you can check whether your vote was received or not. They can't tell you who you voted for because that's very confidential. And so, you know, I encourage you to make sure not only to vote, but also to make sure that your vote was, that the fact that you voted was recorded, and be conscious of that. Because, again, unfortunately, the threat is not only internal, but also external. There are other foreign countries that are trying to suppress how people vote. And so we need to not only make sure that we vote, make sure that they received our ballot, but also then also make sure that others vote and that their ballots are received. So there's an element of following up. It's not a spectator sport. It's something that you have to actively participate.
Mm-hmm. You know, also just some data here, some stats here real quick about voting by mail. And this has been since the year 2000. There have been more than 250 million votes that have been cast by mail-in ballot in all 50 states, and that's according to the Vote at Home Institute. And in 2018, that was the last big midterms that we had, there were more than 31 million Americans who cast their ballots, and that was about 25.8%, nearly 26% of the electorate mailed their ballot in. And so despite this dramatic increase in mail voting over time, there hasn't really been any major cases of fraud. In fact, the cases have been very small, barely noticeable. So none of the five states that hold their elections primarily by mail, I believe that's Colorado, Utah, Washington, Oregon. I may have just missed a state there, but they have not had any voter fraud scandals by mail. So that's just to kind of put that information out there. The data sort of backs up vote by mail being rather secure, being very effective. You've had a quarter of a billion votes since 2000 that have been done by vote by mail. I want to take a few questions from the audience. We have some pretty good questions here. But real quick, before I take questions from the audience, we have another polling question that you can participate in. How do you feel about voting by mail? Once again, it's 32% saying that they like voting in person better, 30% saying afraid your vote won't count, and 23% saying much easier than voting in person. 16% aren't sure how they field. Before we go to that next polling question, a little bit too early for that, I want to go to Tammy out of Philly, who had a question about the disabled and safety during this 2020 election, voting by mail concerns, and also voting physically on site. Tammy, can you hear us? What's your question?
Yes, good afternoon. My question is, my mother is 72 years old, and she's blind. And she is adamant about going to the polls to vote. What can I mean, the mail-in vote, I don't believe she will understand the mail-in vote because she's so used to going to the polls. And what happens to our ones that are blind that, you know, don't know about the mailing?
Right. That's a good question.
I just want to answer that with a four-letter word, love. You love her. We love her. We want her to be around for the fall election, for the 2021 election, for the 2022 election. And right now we are undergoing the most serious public health emergency in our history. And so it's safest for her to vote by mail. And it's the loving thing for her to do now so that she's around. She sounds like she's somebody who's been around for a while, and we want to keep her around for a while more. So just use love.
So what about the ones that don't know about the mail-in votes?
Let them know about it. Help them. And like our colleagues here are talking about the Vote PA website. There's also maybe your local church, your local community-based organization can help you learn about that. The only thing I would ask you to do is do this sooner rather than later, because you only have till the 26th to request your mail-in ballot and then to try to submit it by the 2nd. So you can also download it online. You can do it electronically. I'll defer to Rachel and to Steve to tell you how to do that. But please encourage people to do that. And when she's ready to go back, when we're all ready to go back, then we can turn that vote by mail off and go back. But I think right now, when you're looking at June and maybe even November, it's going to be tough. It's a tough time out there.
And for Tammy, you can go to votespa.com, votespa.com for more information. Also, that VotesPA number, there's a toll-free number you can call, 1-877-VOTES-PA. That's 1-877-868-3772. And Tammy, I know you're in Philly, so go to also PhiladelphiaVotes.com. They have information there, information about how to get set up for vote by mail. The last registration day, or the last day to get registered in the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, to participate in the June 2nd primary is May 18th. That's this coming Monday. So you've got that registration deadline, and then you have to I believe you request those mail-in ballots by May 26th. June 2nd, obviously, is the day, and there are going to be much fewer polling precincts in a number of places throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But for more information, Tammy and many others online, go to votespa.com or call 1-877-868-3772. And then you can also go on Facebook, PA Department of State. On Twitter, it's PA State Department or PA State DEPT on Twitter. So there's a number of places, but you can just go to votespa.com to get information there and to find out more about how to participate, how to vote by mail. And it's an enormous step. It's an extraordinary step. It's unprecedented, and it's going to take a lot for people to get used to, but that's why we're having this teletown hall now as well. Once again, votes, votespa.com. And you have until May the 26th. Okay, so May the 18th is the registration deadline. And feel free, anyone can jump here and correct me if I may be off on this. But May 18th is the registration deadline, or the deadline for anyone to get registered to vote for the June 2nd Pennsylvania primary. May 26th is when you submit your vote-by-mail application, and then you submit your ballot by June 2nd to participate in that primary. We want to take some more questions from listeners, from folks who are listening in. We have Emma out of Philly who has a question about ballots by mail. Emma, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Right.
You know what I was concerned about? I think this was put on us so fast, you know, I think it was put on us so fast that I don't think it was publicized enough. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives us, that makes us be in the negative because we don't have a lot of people and a lot of time now. It should have been publicized sooner, and it should have sure enough been placed all over the place so everybody could see us because at this time now we're working with time spans that, you know, that people not going to meet, and they should have had designated pickup spots or designated drop-off spots, you know, in the communities. And I was just wondering, you know, why? Because a lot of people was not paying attention to the fact that it was voting in these months. They were paying attention to the coronavirus, but it wasn't what publicized enough for me. Once I have my ballot, and I sent for mine, but I know a lot of people who have it and didn't even.
Whoops, can you hear us, Emma?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. I'm sure we lost you for a quick minute there. So, Emma, oh, what was that last piece, the last part of the question?
The last part of the question was, I know a lot of people who didn't even know that we were going to go to ballot voting, you know, voting by mail.
Right.
And I know a lot of people who probably needed some help to pick up a ballot instead of mailing it out or going online. A lot of people don't know how to do it, you know. A lot of people ask a question, which is going to put us in the negative because they're not going to do it because this is, like, difficult to them, which I have mine, but I have my application. But I know a lot of people who's unaware, you know. It was not publicized enough. It was not commercialized. It was not. This is something that's very important right now that we're going through, and it should have been publicized much more in the communities.
That's why we're doing this. That's one of the reasons why we're doing this teletown hall. And continue. Yeah, thank you for that point. Thank you for that comment and that question too. Emma, if anyone wants to jump in, that is true. There is this feeling that you know, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but I know that there's a lot of work that's happening behind the scenes. I know Scott, for example, All Voting is Local. You all are being, you know, very active, hitting the ground running in PA. And I know Governor Tom Wolf's office is doing that as well. I mean, this is, once again, it's an unprecedented moment.
Go ahead, Steve. I was going to say that you can still vote at your poll. I think that's important to remember. It may not be the polling place that you're used to voting at, but you will be able to go cast your ballot in person. That anybody can do that. You do not have to vote by mail. It is just a very safe and secure option because of the coronavirus. We want to make sure people know that that's an option. But I'll toss it over to Steve to talk about some of the precautions that are in place for voting in person.
Sure. Thank you, Jessica. So obviously, the mail-in ballot is a safe option to utilize. Just to speak to the publicity around it, there are postcards that have been going out to 4.7 million registered primary voters, informing them of all of the options and the change in election date. There are ads on television, bilingual ads going up maybe as we speak, and radio ads as well. So, and if you get on any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even Reddit, you will see ads from the Pennsylvania Department of State and the Commonwealth writ large, informing folks of the changes around the election. So please be aware and take a look. We are, you know, yelling it loud and clear, but we really do need your help to help spread the word because we can only do so much. To speak to the safety of polling places, just to give some folks some peace of mind that they can vote, you can vote in person. We are putting together precinct protection kits for every polling place. They include masks, disinfectant, hand sanitizer, as well as gloves and masking tape for poll workers to easily be able to enforce social distancing. And we are providing that statewide. Thousands upon thousands of these kits are going out, and we continue to get more. The other thing is we've sent a series of recommendations to counties, designated work areas for poll workers to follow the 6-foot rule and encourage poll workers to follow proper hand hygiene and provide them the materials to do so. We've designated spaces for voters to stand while waiting to check in, while they're waiting for an available voting station, and while waiting to scan their ballot. This can be achieved through a variety of means that we're working with counties to provide, stanchions, traffic cones, the marking tape that we've placed in every precinct protection kit, and instructions posted at every polling place. We're working to place hand sanitizer dispensers at polling place entrances and exits for voters to use upon entering and exiting polling places. We're planning to utilize election officials as sort of greeters to advise voters about social distancing and hand hygiene at the polling place as they're going in, before they go in, and as they're leaving. So if you would rather vote in person, that is still an option for you. Don't feel like you can't take advantage of it. If you're not sure if your polling place has been moved, please, all you got to do is hop on Google. Google, how do I find my polling place in PA? Or any variation of that. We've bought out Google for all of the top search results. You will get immediately your first result is polling place information directly from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You can click on it, enter your address, and find out where your polling place is.
I also just want to thank everyone for participating in this teletown hall. You can press 0 if you have any questions while we have about, I think we have about 10 minutes or so that's left in this teletown hall. Also, we have a final polling question after hearing all of this great information on this telephone town hall. How likely are you to now vote by mail? Press 1 if you definitely will vote by mail. Press 2 if you will likely vote by mail. Press 3 if you maybe will vote by mail. Press 4 if you probably won't vote. So once again, the final question of the evening for this teletown hall, we have a poll question, another one. After hearing all the information presented, all the speakers here on this telephone town hall, how likely are you to vote by mail? Once again, press 1 if you're definitely planning on voting by mail. Press 2 if you will likely vote by mail. Press 3 if you maybe will vote by mail. And press 4 if you probably won't vote at all. I hope no one out there is pressing 4, to be honest with you. So I hope everyone's voting that's on this call. That's why you're jumping on this call. So I hope to see 0% on 4. But definitely would like to see. I'm very curious about those results in that final poll. Will, I'm real curious, too, about we have a lot of Spanish-speaking residents in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and many of the cities, urban centers, for example, places like Philly, for example, in Pennsylvania. And are we concerned or are we worried about special sort of language accommodations at the consolidated polling precincts? Or how is the language piece being handled as far as vote by mail? Are we sure enough, and Will, I'd like to hear from you on this, and maybe have everyone else jump in. Are the mail-in ballots language and culturally competent?
Well, thank you for the question. In terms of the ballots, that's up to each electoral county, right? And some have an obligation by federal law. Those are Philadelphia, Berks, and Lehigh. In terms of the application, it's available. In terms of doing it electronically, there's some challenges with that, and I'm happy to hear that the Department of State will resolve those challenges sooner rather than later, hopefully by the middle of July. And so, yes, there's some challenges, but I think that should not discouraged. It's nothing new that sometimes things are not as easy for us and for other people. And so I encourage people to keep trying to plow through this inconvenience at this moment. We are working to make the path clearer. But just please persevere, seek help. I know that we're talking about the Department of State line, but there's also a great line called 888-VEI-VOTA, which is 888-839-8682, 888-839-8682. That's run by NALEA, which is the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, which is part of the group collective of voter protection work around the country. They are in charge of the Spanish language work on this. Si se puede, keep forging forward. Again, some of our elected officials, some of our churches, some of our community-based organizations will be able to help you overcome what might be a little inconvenience at this time, as not having the application available online, i.e. to apply for it immediately rather than have to print it, put it in an envelope, mail it, et cetera. But I think, you know, I'm encouraged by where we're going to resolve this in the long term.
All right. Once again, I want to thank everyone for participating in this teletown hall. We want to give a few moments or several moments to our participants, to our panelists, if they have some closing thoughts. Once again, I would love to see, or while we have several more minutes, would love to see the perspectives of folks who are listening in after hearing all this information on vote by mail during the telephone town hall. How likely are you to vote by mail? Press 1 if you definitely will vote by mail. We've got a few more moments to take that poll. So press 1 if you definitely will vote by mail. Press 2 if you will likely vote by mail. Press 3 if you maybe will vote by mail. Press 4 if you probably won't vote. Scott Seaborg, you have some parting thoughts as well, and I'd like to get everyone else, Jessica, Steve, and Rachel as well. And Will, if you have some parting thoughts, we've got about several more minutes. Scott?
Absolutely. Charles, thank you so much again for hosting. We've heard some really great questions from folks, and I think provided some great information. You know, we know that a lot of Pennsylvanians are going to vote by mail, and we also know that safe and in-person voting remains essential, right? So if grocery stores can develop plans so that folks can safely shop for essentials, we can definitely set up sanitary polling places. And I think we just heard all of the details on how folks at the state are planning to do that and make sure that it's a safe experience with folks casting their ballot. And so we're definitely here to say that it's safe to vote by mail. It's a secure way to cast your ballot and really a fantastic way to make your voice heard on the June 2nd primary. Once again, the deadline to request your vote by mail ballot is May 26th. And you can learn more about All Voting is Local at allvotingislocal.org. I'll also leave you with a phone line. This is a line that any voter can call in Pennsylvania or throughout the country and get more information about where their polling place is going to be or how to request a vote by mail ballot. And that's 866-OUR-VOTE.
All right.
Thanks
All right.
so much.
Rachel, okay, no, thank you, Scott. Rachel, you had any parting thoughts?
I think I just, you know, echo what everyone has said so far tonight and just want to stress the importance of us all working together as a community. I think now more than ever, you know, talking to other folks about what their needs are around voting and making sure that the people in your life and your community know about these options for voting safely. You know, for the folks out there that are thinking, what else can I do to help to make sure that elections take place safely and securely this year, counties across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are in need of poll workers to serve on for the June 2nd primary. So if you're, you know, not immunocompromised, if you're younger or in good health and you want to step up and serve your community this election day, I would encourage you to reach out to your county or to go to votespa.com/get involved and, sign up to serve. It's a really great way to give back if you're comfortable doing that.
All right. All right. And, Jessica, if you had any parting thoughts?
I just want to say thanks again for having us and for listening. We are always here to help. You can call the Department of State anytime at 1-877-VOTES-PA and ask questions. We can mail you a actual application for your mail-in ballot. So if you don't have access to votespa.com, then just give us a call at that number, and we'd be happy to help you. Thank you.
Excellent. Stephen, did you have anything to add before we head off?
No. Real quick, I just wanted to thank everybody again. This is so important. Our outreach depends entirely upon collaboration and partnerships in order to reach voters. So I really appreciate you putting this together. Also, just as another plug off of what Rachel said, if you sign up as a poll worker, listen, if you're younger, even better. We know that polling places that are staffed by younger folks, people of color, or multilingual Pennsylvanians, it just creates a more welcoming environment for all voters. Plus, you get paid up to $200 for a day of work, so not too bad.
It's all right. Yeah, no, that's a good deal. So we got to put the word out about that too, not just for the primary, but for the general election as well. Thanks for that. Appreciate that, Steve. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. I know everyone was able to – I wish we had more time. I know everyone had a lot more to say, but we've ran on time, actually, for this tele-town hall. I want to thank All Voting is Local for putting this together, allvotingislocal.org, for more information on them. I'm Charles Ellison, by the way. I've been the moderator for this evening. I'm the host, executive producer, also creator of Reality Check, which is a daily public affairs program on WURD Radio in Philadelphia, 96.1 FM, 900 AM in Philly, or if those who want to listen beyond Philly, wordradio.com, also Word TV as well. I want to thank everyone for joining us for this call and finding out what vote by mail will be like, how we're preparing the state of, or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, to vote safely. I'm sorry, unfortunately, we couldn't get to everyone's questions. We got a lot of questions. However, if you have additional questions, just please stay on the line to leave a voicemail with that question. Please state your name, where you're from, and your question or comment, and I'm sure folks will get to those later on and try to field those and answer those for you. Once again, go to votespa.com for more information on how to vote by mail. 1-877-868-3772. Oh, real quick, too, before I go, just the results of that last poll, 54%, a majority of people who participated in this teletown hall saying that they will definitely vote by mail. That's encouraging. 19% likely to vote by mail. 21% maybe will vote by mail. And 6% saying probably they won't vote in the June 2nd primary. So let's hope we get you for the general. But want to thank everyone for listening in and participating as well. I'm Charles Ellison. Thank you so much for your time. I want to thank the participants, the panelists as well, but thanks so much for your time here on this teletown hall. And please have a great and safe night. Have a safe rest of the weekend. Thank you.